Good morning, everybody. Great to see you all. We have lots of wonderful stuff today in this 90 minutes. First is the pranayama deep breathing, excellent for the lungs and respiratory system. You're going to breathe in by the nose, out by the mouth, always through the throat. Excellent for the respiratory system, but not only that, also for digestive system, vascular system, wonderful movement of the spinal cord as well. Interlace your fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. Body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressed together. Chest, center of the breastbone lifts up towards the ceiling. Concentrate one point in front of you. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing. One, two, three, four, five, six. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. One, two. Look back. Three, four. Try to see the wall. Five, right behind you. Six, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, head down. Suck in your stomach so you have complete depression of the abdominal wall. Breathe in more and more so the rib cage expands to its maximum, both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing. Stand up tall, body weight on the heels. Hips press a little bit forward, stomach in. Exhale as much as you can. Inhale by the throat, mouth closed, bring the head down. Look in the mirror towards the end of the inhale. Try to lift and expand the rib cage to both sides of the chest. Exhale, keep the center of the chest lifting, shoulders relax completely, hands come together and elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, weight stays on the heels, six, exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, suck in your stomach, five, everybody hold it in, six, again, please, inhale by the throat. Steady flow of air for the entire six counts. Exhale, breathing. Same flow of air, same volume for the whole six counts. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, eyes open, two, look way back, three, four, hips forward, five, six, elbows touch again, please. Inhale, the more you suck in your stomach and the more air you bring into the body, the more the rib cage is expanding. Exhale, breathing, head up. And as you learn to move and expand the rib cage, you are going to be using more of your lungs. Inhale, breathing, head down. Only the arms, head, and neck move. Rest of the spine perfectly straight. Exhale, chest up. Push the chin with your fingers. The chin is resisting the pressure from the fingers, so the neck goes slowly back. Inhale, two more, please. Suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage expanding more and more and more. Exhale, breathing. Stand tall. Heels pressed down, chest sliding up towards the ceiling. Exhale, more. Everybody, even more. One more, please. Inhale by the throat. When you cannot breathe in anymore, suck in your stomach once more, then exhale. Keep the chest up. Look way back. The end of the exhale is the strongest part. Push all of the air out. Very nice. Change, please. Arms down side. Stand as tall and as still as you can. Now, as we start the postures, please remember the main input is your concentration. You're going to breathe normally in and out by the nose. The breathing is unique in each posture, but I want it always by the nose, nice and smooth, and that you are aware of it. Let's begin half moon pose, everybody. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Take a deep breath, arms over your head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release your pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. Throughout the posture, no gap between hands, palms, all the way up to the wrist, so please get a nice, tight grip. Arms back and chin up, opening up the chest and rib cage. Throughout the posture, I want the stomach in, depression of the abdominal wall, and chin up, so you can see your neck in the mirror. Now take one more inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, reach up and over to the right side of the room. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Come down to create a stretch, but I want you to create the stretch by your strength too, not only by coming down. So squeeze the hands, palms together, no gap, all the way up to your wrists. Chin lifted so you can see the neck in the mirror and the breastbone, sternum lifting away from the heels, which have pressure, heels pressing to the floor, maximum body weight on the heels. You can do it here too, Dave. Yep, ribs up, yes, and a little bit forward. So that little back bend happening at right at the base of the rib cage, you lift up right there. There you go. I know the arms will come forward when you do that, but that's better for the spine. Arms back can come next, okay? But when you bring the arms back, make sure you keep that ribs lifted up and over. That's good work. Right up on top of the pelvis. Now come down, everyone, keeping both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder and right side of the chest and rib cage forward. Come down, push, suck in your stomach, push hips to the left, push. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. All right, now take a nice deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back, chin up. Try to touch the ceiling on the inhale. Reach up and over to the left side, please. Push your hips to the right. Stand tall on the legs, body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressing together. Hips tuck underneath you, but not more forward than the rib cage. So when you hear hips forward, suck in your stomach, and the ribs stay up over the pelvis. This is all the instruction of Half Moon Pose is for the purpose to get your body in a straight line from the side view, or a plane from the side view. So butt cheeks forward, stomach in. That's good, Veronica. Arms back, chest up, chin up. Good, Carolyn. Squeeze palms. Now, keeping all of this, push your hips to the right side. If you squeeze inner thighs together, hips forward, stomach in, as you come down more, you'll maintain the straight line. Come down, push. Everybody push. Squeeze hands and reach. Push. Good arm save. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Next is backward bending. Take a nice deep breath. Eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Immediately, arms go back. Just starting your first backward bend. Keep the breathing very smooth. Look for the floor behind you. Now push the hands past your face a little bit further so the elbows stay straight. Hands, palms together, just like the side bending of Half Moon Pose, without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward, standing tall on the legs, weight on the heels, arms back, reach back. You can point down, aiming towards the floor with the fingertips, try to touch the back wall. You got it. Inhale, breathing, nice backward bending. Come back up, step in the middle, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead forward, hands on the floor in front of you. Suck in your stomach, if needed, bend the knees and touch the floor. Bend one knee at a time for the lower spine warm-up. Right, left, right, left, right, left, keeping your heels on the floor, please. All right, lower spine, just warming up. You want it nice and loose, but keep the stomach in. For the lower spine to loosen, we need contraction of the abdominal muscles. Now grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other's side. By side. What's happening with the pelvis, sacrum, lower spine, etc., is immediately related to what's happening with the abdominal strength, abdominal wall muscles. There's a lot of wonderful stuff going on in there. It's all connected. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs, below the knees. That looks good, Dave. Feet can stay separated like that. Now, when you exhale, push the elbows towards the back wall, the knuckles, the fingers into the floor, and the base of the toes into the floor. Exhale again, push your hips up towards the ceiling, creating a stretch all over underneath the legs. Roll forward, eyes open. Touch your face to the legs. One more exhale, push fingers and toes down, hips up. Good shoulders, Veronica. Keep them away from the floor. You got it right there. Change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Come up, arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Arms down to the side, stand tall, breathing smoothly by the nose. Excellent start. Second set, Half Moon Pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. So weight to the heels, hips forward, stomach in, arms back, chest up, chin up, inhale, go up and over to the right. Go ahead, please. Push your hips to the left beyond the center. You can watch in the mirror, the original center plane of the body that intersects palms, inner thighs, and heels. I want you to push your hips beyond that original center line. Now the center line is curved now. Hands, palms are reaching, squeezing to the right side of the room. Take a few deep breaths at your limit. So come down to your limit. Push hips to the left, reach to the right, right elbow lock. Looks good, Kay. And when you can't go any further, that's the beginning of the posture, not the end. Take a nice deep breath, stomach in, chest lifts. Squeeze palms, push your hands to the right. All right, inhale, breathing. Come up, very nice posture, Sue. Hips forward, arms back, chin up. Take a deep breath, stomach and go up. Try to touch the ceiling. Pull your upper body to the left with your grip strength. Push your hips to the right. You can do it. Tremendous strength. The strength of the upper back, strength of the back of the neck, strength of your grip. Right? All of these things are helping not only to improve the spine, improve side effects and pain from scoliosis, helping to slow it down or stop it from getting worse, but also the differential movement or unique movement of the lungs in the side bending and of all the internal organs, all right? The viscera of the abdomen and pelvis move differently when you are breathing in a posture while holding still for time passing. Come down and all the way to your edge, push and push and push, and then stay here. For another inhale, squeeze palms, reach, come down and push. All right, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Every time we move the spine, we change position and stretch of organs, movement of the organs. Take a deep breath, eyes open, drop your head back. We change the potential movement of the lungs, arms back. Squeeze palms. So when you backward bend, the ribs have to go with the spine. Squeeze palms and reach back. And you feel it in a backward bend. At first, the breathing may feel restricted, but with practice, it's going to get so much better. Now push your hands past the face, locking the elbows. Push the chin back so you feel the neck stretch from collarbones to the chin. When you exhale next, push your hips, stomach, thighs forward, standing tall on the legs, heels pressing down for three, arms back, two, reach back, go back, one. Nice step. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling, suck in your stomach first and come forward. On the way into it, wait on the toes, Veronica. Wait on the toes, there. Almost falling forward. Yes. Your hands will catch you. If you need the warm-up again, go ahead. Otherwise, I want you to keep your fingertips on the floor and trace a big circle on the floor until your hands are together behind your feet. Just give it a try. It's great for the shoulders movement, but it's also great for abdominal wall and deep muscles, the hip flexors. We need to strengthen them as well. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. Our normal day-to-day life these days simply does not get us to use all of the muscles that we have. Pull on the heels, stretch your upper body down. So in yoga class, it's a matter of learning how to use these things. They're already there. They know how to do the job. We just have to get them to do it. Pull on the heels, push your knees back. Try to lock the legs, creating tremendous stretch all over underneath the legs. However, it's not only stretching. We have inversion of the body, so the organs are now on top of the lungs. You may feel sometimes an urge to cough in hands to feet pose, just orientation of what's going on inside. Exhale, push your knees back, hips up towards the ceiling. Go to your limit. And then hold it, eyes open. To get out of it, release the heels, hands behind your feet together on the floor. Then reverse the circle. That's very nice. So interlace fingers, come up slowly, arms, head, neck, and spine as one. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the sides. Awkward pose is next. Right foot, step out to your right, 6 inches, please. Throughout the posture, keep your feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. Try to touch the mirror. Take a nice deep breath, and now exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down. Feet, flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. So get your hips all the way back and down, sitting in the chair. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Rib cage visible in the mirror. Lift your chest up. Good, Dave. Drop the shoulders and straighten the elbows one more time. That's right, contract. Tricep muscles, upper body back, one more at the end. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. For the second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes, please, maximum. All the way, as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine. Chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus one point in front of you. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes, immediately thighs parallel to the floor. Sit right down. Legs shaking is an excellent sign. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Come up higher on the tiptoes, sit down more in the chair. Upper body back, back of the head, back of the hips, leaning against an imaginary wall. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there, feet flat for a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze your knees together. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, whole spine stretches up towards the ceiling, sit down slowly. Maintaining knees together, stomach in, chest up, all the way down. Go as far as you can go, right now. Maybe you go further later. Maybe there are times in life where you go less, but you just do what you can do in this moment. Chest up, shoulders down, elbows locked. And that takes honesty with yourself, but it gives you honesty with yourself at the same time you practice it. And it makes it stronger. Keeping the knees together, inhale, come up. Without leaning forward is the goal. Right foot to the left foot, arms down to the sides. When I say it takes strength or it takes focus, I catch myself every time. Because what it does is it gives you strength and it gives you focus when you decide to focus or when you decide to contract something. So it requires strength, but if you don't have it, you'll get it by doing it. Same thing, it requires focus, and if you don't have it yet, you will get the focus by trying the thing. Language, right? Okay, second set. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Arms up in front of you. We're using our willpower, okay? We have this tremendous willpower to move the body in these ways. Exhale, breathing, stomach. Sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. We are here, all right, with all of these body parts, muscles hanging out, many of which have not been used. They would like to be used. I would be bold enough to speak on their behalf, all right? They would like to be used. They would like to have good circulation, good energy. Now lift your chest up, lean back, way back, try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. Go all the way up on the tiptoes as high as you go, maximum. Now lift up from the top of the head. That's the right way, Deb. Pull the stomach in, chest forward towards the mirror. Whole upper body forward a little bit. It's gonna be a little wobbly. There you go, right there. Now sit down. On tops of the toes, 10 counts. Get right in the chair, 9. 8, heels up, 7. 6, looks good, Dave. 5, ankles press forward, 4. Push big toes down, 3. Big toes down, 2. Upper body stretches up, 1. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat position for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down slowly. Stomach, Veronica Moore. Yes, I want to see your rib cage, everybody, one day. Lift and expand every single time you inhale. It might just be a little bit, but that movement, that's the strength. Okay, you can see and feel the muscular strength of the respiratory system. The respiratory system is not only lung tissue, it's all of it, everything that includes the movement of the air. Keeping the knees together, come on for 10 counts. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right foot to the left, arms down, inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing, wonderful. Eagle posture is next, feet together, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Now suck in your stomach, sit down low in the chair, weight on the heels, upper body back a couple of inches. Right leg, please lift up as high as possible over the left. Cross your legs, each other, twist like ropes. Right foot goes behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. Sit down a little more to get the ankle and calf muscle together. Eventually, no gap between them. As you sit down more, keep the body weight to your heel. Pull your elbows down, stomach in, chest up, and upper body back. Come up, please. Feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. You got it. Interlacing the fingers is fine to get the palms matched, and then once the palms match, you can straighten the fingers. Pull your elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair. It's good with the wrists, so keep the thumbs facing straight in. Now left leg lift up over the right. Try to create pressure between the thighs initially, and then all over, all right, leg from the thigh down to the foot. The legs are pressing together. All the layers of tissue, bones to the skin. It's very important we get this pressure, this massage on all of the layers, on the entire body. Keep the body weight to the heel, pull the elbows down more, twist like ropes, hold it. Hold it, weight to the heel, hold. Change again, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands. Try to match the palms to each other, even if you have to bend the wrists at first, then you can straighten the right wrist. Pull the elbows down, sit down in the chair, weight on the heels. Pull the elbows down, Dave, so you watch the shoulders come down with elbows. Okay, good. Yes, right there. That's it. Right leg over the left leg. Think of pulling the elbows towards your belly button, not just straight down towards the floor. All right? Elbows down and in towards the body will bring the shoulders, yes, in the right position. Line up now. Your hands, elbows, knees, and feet. In one line below the nose, you can bring top knee to the right a little bit. Right wrist straightens. Upper body back at the end. Good with the arms, Amy, I see it. Change everybody, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands, pull the elbows down, stomach and pull elbows down towards your belly button, sit down in the chair, weight on the heels, go ahead, please, upper body back. Try to stay down there with the lower body, please, only the left leg moves. The standing leg bending, you try to maintain. Now, in the center line, right below the nose, hands, including fingertips and wrists, elbows. Knees and feet includes ankles and toes. Top knee to the left wrist straightens. Very good, Deb. Keep the weight to the heel, stomach in. Squeeze and twist like ropes, upper body back at the end. Come up, please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, arms down to the side. All right, party time. Please take a sip of water if you need it. There's this article circulating within the past few weeks. Someone texted it to me, and I don't even know if it's super recent, but the argument was the human system would prefer not to move. Once you have your survival needs met, it just wants to lay around and conserve energy. And there's so much that goes into that thought, okay, and the research behind it, but I would like to say, yeah, maybe if all you care about is your offspring surviving, if that's it, okay, fine. But what about if you want to feel good? Do we not have something in us that wants to feel good? I don't know how they do that research, but I think we want to be out of pain too. So I would say there's something in us that wants to move. We don't just want to conserve calories, okay? But I can't probably prove it the way they can prove it. So I'm on the losing end of the battle. Anyway, y'all know what's up. Let's do standing head to knee pose. Feet together nicely. Bring your right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Grab your right foot 2 inches below the toes, all 10 fingers. Interlace or at least all 10 fingers underneath the foot. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back until the leg is straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot. Left hip, upper thigh, butt cheek presses forward so the body weight is distributed all over the foot equally. Now inhale, right leg, lift up slowly, very gently. Upper body can lift up a little bit too, that's very nice, until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward, flexing the foot from the ankle. Once you can get both legs locked, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Change again, please. Straighten the arms, bend the right knee, and right foot down, stand tall. Left leg lift up, thigh parallel to the floor. Nice deep breath in. Stretch your spine up, over, and then you grab the foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below the toes. Lower abdomen, suck it in, hold it in. Breathing always normal. Now standing leg locked, right upper thigh butt cheek pushes forward, and then left leg may lift up. The standing leg upper thigh, the back of it, if you push that forward, push the hip forward, it will help you keep the weight out of the heel. Take a deep breath, kick the left heel forward, turn the toes back. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, suck in your stomach, especially the lower part. Elbow points bend, press down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go below the calf muscle. Hold right there. Squeeze thighs, Veronica. Squeeze thighs in, hold it. Everything else, hold it. Change again. Excellent. Head up, arms straight. Feet together nicely, arms down. Second set. Take a deep breath. Pick up your right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now, as soon as you get the grip in the second set, you determine I am locking my standing leg the best I can. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. But the best you can change it. So careful that you don't get stuck in yesterday's or last year's best you can. It's going to change. It's going to fluctuate over time a little bit. Once both legs are locked, you may bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck the chin to the chest, bring your head down, body down, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead on the knee. Elbows squeeze in, right leg locked, hold it. To change, please bring your head up, arms straight. Right foot down, stand tall. Last side, left leg lift up. Now inhale, stretch your spine up, over, and grab the foot. So you don't just drop down, all right? You stretch up and then coil down. Grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Standing leg locked, energized. A lock is energization, it's not just position. Position is knee straight. Position is 90 degrees at the right ankle joint. But the lock is contraction energized, Jason. You can go ahead and lift. It's what you are doing, right? A lock has to do with what you are doing. Once both legs are locked, elbows down. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck the chin, suck in your stomach, put your head on your knee. And you can try to get your head in a little closer to your stomach. To change, bring your head up. Very nice effort, you guys. Straighten the arms. You got it. Take your time. Change again. All right, next we have standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to your right, hold your ankle, all 5 fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing the mirror, knees together. Now inhale, stretch up, left side of the body. Try to touch the ceiling, begin. That's good, Dave. Reach up and then charge. That same energy goes forward towards the mirror. Try to touch the mirror at your eye level. So the left arm comes down. Very good twisting, Sue. At the same time, kick right leg back. Kick your right foot back away from the chest, away from the body. So you have a nice huge gap between right hand foot and the right hip. Now kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over your head in the mirror. Toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. That looks nice, Angela. See if you can twist a little bit. Left chest forward. There you go. Right rib cage back. Left armpit forward, right hand and foot go back and then up. Now body down and kick, stretch forward and kick up, equally the same. Everyone kick and kick, stretch forward and kick. Change. Amy, very nice. Very, very nice. Other side, left hand up in front of you, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside, right arm can slide up, straight up towards the ceiling. Bring the knees together. Inhale, push the right hand fingertips to the ceiling, go up and then forward, charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror. Push the left foot and hand back initially, so you have a big gap between left hand ankle and left hip. Then you kick straight up until you feel a little squeeze. You may feel a little squeeze at the left waistband, kidney area, middle spine. Now keeping the standing leg locked, bring your upper body down at the right hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Stretching forward and kicking up equal and simultaneous. You got it, Dave. All the way to the fingertips, press forward. Now everybody twist upper body, last two counts, left shoulder back, left rib cage back, right armpit forward, right fingertips forward, body down and kick one more time. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. My dear Amy, your kick and stretch and body down is so good. Can you tell that little bit of backward action that's trying to happen at the end, why you fall backwards? Can you feel it when it starts to happen? Or is it just quick? Is it just kind of quick and it's over?
It feels like it happens very quick.
Okay. What I want you to try is try to notice, maybe go a little slower at that point, because I know you're trying to charge forward and kick and you're coming down. It's all very deep and everything is working. But if you can slow it down so you can catch yourself at the beginning of the fall backward feeling, that's where you're gonna get strong to catch yourself to not fall. If it's still quick, we gotta slow that part down. It's gonna feel so slow motion. It's like weird, okay? But if you can catch yourself at the beginning of the fall, the beginning of the shift, that's where you're gonna get the first strength, okay? Just see what you can do with it. Okay. Very nice posture. Let's do second set. Right hand up and out, hold the ankle from the inside. Left arm up. So you can do your regular speed, Amy, of getting into it, but just before you get to that point, super slow motion. Go ahead, everyone, stretch up. Charge forward for 20 counts. Kick back, 19, 18, 17. Keep your chin up, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. There you go, right there. 11, 10. Standing leg ankle joint, 9. At a 90 degree angle, 8. So you're going to feel the foot, 7. And ankle muscles, 6. Contracting, 5. 4. Stretch forward, kick, 3. Keep the standing leg ankle, 2, strong, 1. All right, very nice. The whole leg locked includes the foot, ankle, lower leg, knee, thigh, hip. Yes? The leg is a lot of things. Left hand up, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside, right arm up. And in your effort to energize, go ahead, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. You're going to figure out yourself. 20 counts, starting with the leg, 19. That's a good place. 18, 17, 16. Keep your chin up, 15, 14, 13. I want you to focus, 12, Natalie, on the upper right thigh for 10. Upper right quadricep, 9. Close to the hip joint, 8. Focus on it, 7. Lock it, 6. Body down, 5. Now reach forward, kick up, 4, 3. Body down and kick, 2. Upper right thigh contract, right ankle strong, 1. Okay. Amy, I didn't see a single wobble at that point. Nice. Okay. Balancing stick posture. Make sure you have some room in front of you to step forward, please. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up, take a deep breath. Big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes point off the floor. Now come down, bring your upper body down, left upper thigh, lift up. Charge forward, body down, leg up until you look like a capital letter T. Squeeze palms, reach forward, arms and head together, go and touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, chin up, take a deep breath. Nice big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes point, come down. Upper right thigh, lift. Body weight forward, Veronica, to the base of the toes, charge forward. Now upper left thigh contracts, everybody, on the quadricep. Body down, leg up. Body down, leg up. Stretch and stretch and stretch. Inhale, come up. Really nice. All right. Feet together, arms down. Now I realize also, Amy, I said I didn't see a single wobble. That does not mean she did not feel a wobble. You get to the point where you feel the wobble and you catch yourself. So you may have felt 10 different almost falls, but they were then controlled. So from the outside, it's going to be a little different than inside. Yeah? Okay. You see people up on, you know, you see people that look so still from the outside. There's some shaking and wobbling going on in there, okay? We're catching ourselves constantly. Second set. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace fingers. Same thing on this posture. Step forward onto the right foot. Now I want you to focus on the upper right thigh on the front, close to the hip joint. Contraction there. Body down. Left thigh, back of the left thigh up, front of the upper right thigh contracted. Those two body parts have a lot of control over the pelvis. Come down, leg up, charge forward, leg up. That's very good. Okay, upper left thigh lift, upper right thigh contract. Change again, come up. I'm talking about, go ahead. Big step onto the left foot, lock both legs. The leg you're standing on, the upper thigh on the front contracts. Now come down, right leg up. Then the back of the lifting leg thigh lifts. Upper front, left thigh contract. Come down, leg up. Squeeze hands, palms. You got it, Deb. Come down, leg up, ribcage down, leg up. Stretch now. Stretch from hands all the way to the back foot, toes. Awesome. Change again. Wow. Deb, you stretched. Arms down to the sides. That looked great. I saw you, the body went down and then it went like that. Okay, standing separate leg stretching. You can step to the left side of the mat. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then forward towards the mirror. Keep the weight to the toes right away, all the way in, during and all the way out of the posture. Upper thighs on the front contract. When you can't go any further, you may grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. Or, if you need to start out with hands on the floor in front of you, fine. Lock the legs, and little by little, you walk your fingertips until they get to the feet. Push the knuckles down, push the balls of the feet down. Stretch the body straight down towards the floor. Roll forward, chin forward, make sure kneecaps stay lifted, but the contraction goes all the way up to the upper thigh, upper quadricep close to your hips. You can bring the body towards the back wall, Deb, a little bit, elbows towards the legs, bending. Yes, that's right, elbows bend towards the shins. All right, change again, arms out, head up. Slowly you can stand. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the side. Second set, standing, separate leg, stretching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Turn the feet in slightly. Lock your legs, stretch up, and then forward, please. Reach out to the side walls. Fingertips, reach. Arms outstretched. Go as far as you can go before you put the arms down. So instead of falling or dropping, you use the muscles on the front of the hips, pelvis, abdomen, thighs to bring the body into the posture. Then you can put the hands to the feet. That's fine. You can pull. But I want you to press the upper body into the posture using the muscles on the front of the hips. Stomach in. Roll forward, chin forward. So legs are locked and you pull. The elbows bend. The elbows touch the shins. Shoulders stay away from the floor. That's good rolling forward, Deb. Stretch the body straight down towards the floor. Try to touch your head to the floor right between your feet. Carolyn looks great. Now very slowly come out of the posture. Make sure you're breathing smoothly all the time. All right. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head and arms down. And there will be times where you don't breathe smoothly, but the more you are concentrating and observing, you will catch yourself sooner and sooner Just like Amy's wobble, she caught herself sooner. Right? Same with the mental observation. You watch yourself concentrate, you catch yourself when you lose the breathing pattern or you start a thought outside of the present moment. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor. Now, take a deep breath, push both hips forward as much as they'll go, arms back. Everybody, chest up, take a deep breath, turn the right foot out, keeping the heel in place. Bend your right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Try to get the right thigh parallel to the floor. That's good sitting down day, but still a wider step would be okay for you. Now, one more, arms back, opening up the chest. Take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm in front of the right knee or right lower thigh. Push the right knee towards the back wall. Turn and twist. All right. Chin to the left shoulder. In your pushing of the right knee towards the back wall, I want you to push the right butt cheek forward. The femur bone on the right leg, that's the one parallel to the floor. I want you to push the knee end of the femur bone, thigh bone, to the back wall, and the hip end of the femur thigh bone towards the mirror. Now, as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward. Veronica, can you bring your elbow more on the inner thigh? There you go. Turn and twist, right shoulder to the mirror, right shoulder forward, sit down. Okay, inhale, come up. That's a tricky one. Good with the arm and knee though. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Everybody, chest up, turn your left foot all the way out to the left. Bend your knee and sit down, please. Bounce a couple of times. Spine straight in the middle. Arms back once more, opening the chest. Inhale, breathing, begin. Please suck in your stomach. Hold it in and take some deep breaths. Left arm down. Left arm in front of the knee end of the thigh bone, not the kneecap. Okay, when we say the word knee, it really means a huge area of the leg there. Push the left lower inner thigh bone towards the back wall, and then turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. Now, the left butt cheek and the left hip end of the femur bone pushes forward. There you go. Now turn and twist, chin to the back wall. As you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left shoulder forward towards the mirror. Very good twisting, Deb. Stretch up and down, sit down, touch your toes. Good sitting down, Dave. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn in. Right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. If someone came up to you and said, my knee hurts, and you really wanted to know what was going on, it wouldn't tell you all that much, right? The knee is a lot of things. Anywhere, basically, from here to here counts as my knee hurts, right? If it's here, okay, so we can get specific. And you don't have to know the names of everything. You can say inner, outer, deep, shallow, right? Kneecap, back of the knee. But we call all of that the knee. So when I say push your knee back in triangle, I really mean push this end of the femur. This is your femur bone, right? I mean push this end of the femur bone back. So my arm is usually right here. It's definitely on the femur. That's not on my kneecap, right? It's not here. Then it can roll off, you see there? I want the arm on the femur bone knee. Can you see that? Okay. And then this part of the femur bone up by my butt cheek pushes forward. So if you see from the side view, the triangle pose looks like this. I'm showing you guys on camera. My triangle pose might look like this. My butt might stick out. Here's my triangle, right? I want to push this back and this forward. That's push the knee back, hips forward, okay? So it's getting this thigh bone in a certain orientation. You guys know this, but just a little more visual can help you refine the movement. Okay, do we have any birthdays today? All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Lift up your chest, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down, bend your right knee. Now the left toes can turn in a little bit. You can let the hips turn a little bit, just a touch. Now, take a deep breath, stomach in, palms forward. You can turn the chin to the left shoulder and then begin. Push the chin with the shoulder. Sit down, lower body down. Good, Natalie, that's a good one. That's right, Deb. The right foot toes, Deb, can turn back another inch to the back wall. There. Now you can push the knee end of the femur back, the hip end of the femur forward. So if you tuck the right butt cheek under, that will accomplish that. Now, as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward. That's right, Veronica. Right rib cage, right chest, right armpit towards the mirror. Looks good, Angela. Everybody, left leg locked, left outer thigh and hip contracted, left foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. These look very strong. Turn the right toes forward. Inhale. Push both hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the left foot out, keeping the heels in one line. You can let the right toes turn in a little bit. Let the hips turn a touch, just a touch. Bend your left knee, sit down. All the way down, all the way down, all the way down. Okay, now palms forward, chin to the right, shoulder begin. Suck in your stomach. Push the left lower inner thigh back. That's what we call the knee. Left butt cheek tucks under, left hip forward. That's the upper part of the left femur bone. Now turn and twist, chin to the back wall. The ponytail part of the head comes over the bottom shoulder. That's it, Deb. Stretch up and sit down. Left shoulder forward towards the mirror, left rib cage forward, left armpit forward. Stretch up and down, sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Turn the left toes forward. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, arms down to the side. You could do like a dissertation, PhD dissertation on triangle pose. All right, right? You think so? Maybe not. Standing, well, no, you could. Oh, you could. I can think of all the experiment, all the research you could do in so many different fields. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. We are standing, separate leg. Go ahead, turn on the heels, bring your back foot in to a 45 degree angle and left hip forward. Now take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, forehead to the knee. So we have standing, separate leg, head to knee pose. Try a couple of times to get the forehead to the knee. If you cannot get them together, bend your knee up a little bit. Knee and forehead touching. Push your fingertips into the floor in front of the right foot toes, wrists and elbows straight. When you push the fingertips into the floor, you push the knee back with your foot. That's good, Dave. Keep back leg energized, locked, back heel pressing to the floor, throat compressed, eyes open, breathing always normal. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times, slow motion, left thigh forward as you come up, left hip forward. All right, once you're standing, turn 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle, right hip and thigh forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Now you do the head to knee part. You're standing with your separate leg and then head to knee. Hands in front of the left foot. That's good, Dave. That foot can be turned out a little more if that helps. In or out, yeah, it doesn't have to be exactly 45. If you can keep the heel down with the toes turned at a little bigger angle, that's fine. Just keep the foot pushing down at the heel, using the entire back leg to push the foot down. Whole leg locked. Now, lock the front leg a couple of times and come up. Arms and head together. Once you are standing, straight up, turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot, arms downside. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right. Try to take a slightly wider step in the second set. Lift your toes, turn on the heels. Not so wide that you can't get the feet flat. Inhale, stretch up and go down, tuck your chin. But I want it wide enough so that the balance is challenged and you find the wobbles early. You catch yourself as they start. So you may wobble a little bit, you may shake. But eventually from the outside, you will look really quite well controlled in the movement. Push your fingertips into the floor. This muscle control that we use to get into the postures, to hold the postures, and to get out of the postures is, yes, partly to wake up the muscles, to energize them, to give them oxygen. Lock the front leg and slowly come up. And for the structure of the body, certainly, that's part of it. But it's absolutely not all of it. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Back foot in, 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin, good arm step. Look at the chest or the abdomen. Bring your forehead to the knee. 99% of this whole yoga process is mental. So for as much effort as it feels physical on the muscles, okay, 99% of the benefit happens simply because of your attempt to pay attention to the present moment, whether it's stillness, movement, contraction, relaxation, sensation, sweat dripping in your eyeball, breathing, all of these things you concentrate on. Lock the front leg a couple of times and slowly keep the right hip, right thigh forward, come up. So the level of detail we have, it's huge. It's already there. Turn and face the front, right foot to the left foot, arms down to the side. The body is already that detailed and intricate, right? All of these tissues. Come back to the mat for tree pose, please. Feet together nicely. It's just that we're learning how to pay attention to all the already existing complexity and detail. Right leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. We're not adding detail to the body, okay? We can't just say, I'd like to build a blood cell, you know. It's the body's gonna do that. Bring your right heel to the top of the thigh, and once it stays there, left leg locked, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, push the right knee down and back, right hip forward. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Watch yourself inhale with the stomach in. Hips tucked just a little bit more, Veronica. There you go. If the foot does not slip at all, you can bring the left hand up, palms together. Change, right foot down, arms down. Very good, feet together nicely. Other side, left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Very slowly, gently bring the left knee down and back, hips forward. Right leg lock, suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine straight up. Stomach, suck it in. There you go, Deb. Pull the belly button in when you inhale. Good, Dave, I can see it. You start to watch the ribcage lift and expand with the stomach in while you're inhaling. And then you see it move on the exhale too. Left hand can come up in front of the chest. Right leg locked. Now, same principle as I showed you guys online in tree pose. The knee end of the thigh bone goes towards the back wall. The hip end of the thigh bone pushes forward, opening up the front of the hip joint. Change, very steady. Feet together, arms down. For toe stand, please bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. As high as it's comfortable. And just make sure the foot doesn't slide or slip as you start the posture. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight. Slight bend is okay, but only once you're touching the floor, shifting the weight to the fingertips, then you bend the knee deeply as possible and sit down on the heel or as close to it as possible. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on your fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Once you can balance with the spine straight, please bring the left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, right hand up, palms together. Push both knees down, chest up, even the hips will come up one day. Hands to the floor in front of you, please push your hips slowly back up. Stand in tree pose, you may grab the foot if you need to. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Tree pose, please change, feet together, arms down, left leg lift up, begin please. You can grab the front of the ankle with your left hand, grab underneath at the toes with the right. Left leg up. All right, look at the floor a few feet in front of you, slowly bring the upper body forward until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips so you have control of how far you sit down. The body weight pressure on the hands lets you sit down as much as you want to or as little as you need to. Arms around to the sides, left knee down, left toes pointed. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. First, you can bring the right hand in front of the chest and then left hand, palms together. Keep your eyes focused on the same point and come up, please. Back to tree pose without moving your eyes. Try to keep the eyes steady, the same point you started the posture in. Once you're back in tree pose standing, look straight ahead. Change again, feet together, arms down. Excellent. Warm up. Everybody, please turn around, relax on your back. And thank you so much for adjusting your cameras. That looks perfect, Sue. Thank you. Looks good, Kay. Angela, that's good right there. Amy and Natalie, they both look, you guys look great. Your mat's in a good spot. Okay, even better, Sue, that's good too, thank you. Heels together to start, palms facing the ceiling to start. And just inhale by the nose, let everything settle and relax as you are exhaling. And again, just like in Amy's standing bow pulling, you catch the wobble sooner, you catch the thought process sooner. Similar training happening. They both have to do with your level of attention in a more and more subtle way. Amy's kicking and stretching forward and body down, and you wouldn't think anything. You're like, oh, that's an amazing standing bow pulling. You could put that on Instagram. People are like, wow, that's amazing. Amy knows, but yeah, but sometimes I fall. Something's going on, right? There's this little bit. There's something there. From the outside is not obvious, but each of us have these things. All right, and it's great to encounter them, because I can tell you, regardless of the fact that Amy did not fall out of the second set of standing bow pulling, I know what her mind was doing. And even if she did fall, I know that the concentration level was at another level, the amount of attention level up, right? And so even in Savasana, you have this opportunity. When you really watch, observe, pay attention in the present moment, you start to see the very beginning of when you leave the present moment. You're like, oh, wait. And you don't have to get too far with it. When that happens, when you don't get too far with the daydream, planning, worry, memory, you don't add any stress to your system. You keep it relaxed, energized, amazing, and in its best possible situation for the healing process to happen, for the immune system to be strong. Wind removing pose, right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Left leg, calf muscle on the floor. You can flex your left foot back from the ankle. Tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Little by little, back of the neck will be flat on the floor. Pull and freeze. Change, right leg down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace your fingers 2 inches below the knee with thumbs crossed. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. You could interlace a little more deeply, Dave, so your thumbs actually cross. There you go. And a little more pressure will happen, a little more change in circulation will happen in the fingers, and it's excellent for the joints, finger joints. And the change in circulation there is a wonderful aspect of benefit here. Pull your knee, tuck the chin to the chest, look down the center line of the body. You're in the posture, now hold it still and breathe smoothly. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up, in close to the chest, grab your elbows each other. Nice tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Keeping your head on the floor, chin presses down, eyes open, look down the center line of the body. So little by little, the spine, back end of the spine bones, lengthen and flatten to the floor, even eventually no gap on the back of your neck. Change again. Heels touch, palms open. Inhale and exhale, complete relaxation of your abdominal wall. Second set, begin. Right leg lift up. Pull your right knee to the right shoulder, elbows in, chin tucked. Just hold it 10 seconds in stillness. Get a couple of breaths in here. Very nice. Change again, right leg down, arms down. Other side, left leg, begin. Now you've been here in the first set warm-up. The first set is a most important warm-up. The second set, you have more time held still after the fidgety figuring it out. So that's why we say this is where the posture really occurs, is the second set. Change, left leg down, arms down. Immediately both knees up, grab elbows each other. Nice tight grip, compact position, and you do when you're moving pulse. For some reason, sometimes the body needs more time to get into it, even in the second set, fine. But you just hold still as soon as you can. Chin down, shoulders away from the ears. Press the abdomen down towards the floor. Change, arms and legs down, Savasana again. Inhale, breathing by the nose, exhale, breathing by the nose. Next is a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab your toes. Bring your head to the knees strong, double exhale. All right, turn around, lie down on your abdomen for cobra pose. Hands underneath the chest, middle fingertips in line with the tops of your shoulders, pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down, distribute the weight equally the same, all over hands, palms. Legs and feet together like you have a cobra tail, don't open it. Inhale, breathing, come up, press up, palms down, upper body lift up. Good, keep the hands right there, Dave. Push the knuckles down on your left hand a little bit more, fingers flat, that's good. Now, legs together, legs locked, that's it, straighten the knees. Come up, everybody. Elbows reach down as you lift the rib cage up. Shoulders drop down, push your chin up, look up, everybody come up. Change, slowly bring the chin to the floor. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue the hands firmly. Not only glue, but push the palms down. Inhale, legs lock, come up please. Whole rib cage off the floor. The belly button stays on the floor, but the rest of the upper body in the air. So use your hands, palms, use the arm strength to help you get up there. Elbows stay at a 90 degree angle, elbows touch the sides of the body. Very good, Amy. Elbow points, reach back, chest up, chin up, shoulders down, look back. Change again, chin on the floor. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. When you backward bend the spine, you backward bend everything else adjacent to the spine, and certainly all the way out to the surface on the front. You're not only contracting and squeezing on the back part of the spine, but everything on the front side, including especially those major blood vessels that are hugging, they are on the front of your spine. They're absolutely back bend stretching too. They're on the front part, so they're opening. I don't know if we'll ever find out, you know, exactly the significance of stretching those arteries. But it's not hard to guess that it's really quite, quite good for them. Let's do locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. We have so many vascular problems, right, in the blood. So many vascular problems with the walls of the arteries, with the contents of the blood, the pressure on the walls. Think of all the vascular issues. Chin on the floor, lock your right leg and lift the right leg up. And this class, it's many things. Right leg all the way up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90. Push the hands, palms down, lift up. Good, change. Left leg lock, lifted up. One of the many things this class is a major workout or work in, whatever you want to call it, for the vascular system. Push the arms down, bring your leg up. Good, change again, left leg lower down. We have the tourniquet effect, which is probably the most commonly thing talked about. Turn your head and mouth on the towel. So changing where the blood goes easily, where it is restricted from, and then releasing it after every posture. Both legs lift up. Begin, please, without bending the knees. Everybody lift up, everybody legs up. That's it. Push the thighs up. Push the hands down. Everybody lift up a little bit more. Change again. Nice one, Kay. Bring the feet down. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Now, the tourniquet effect itself is huge. It's a big deal. It requires stillness in the posture, followed by stillness after the posture. And it is augmented by the heat. Some of the significance of elevated heart rate because of the heat is that you have more blood trying to get through your tourniquets that you're making in the same amount of time. All right. Second set, turn the hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body, pinky fingers side by side, chin on the floor. Neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes, come up 10 counts, lift up 9, 8, knee straight, 7, you can do it. 6, go all the way up and hold it for 4. Hold it, Veronica, 3, lift and lift 2, keep lifting, 1, very nice. In your mind, if you think lift continuously, the leg at least will not drop. Begin left leg, 10, go up 9, 8, knee straight, 7, 6, hold it, 5, 4, now maintain the lift, 3, looks good, Sue, 2, hold it there, 1, change again. All right, turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Scoot the arms in. Make sure that you do not turn the head or move the neck. Take a deep breath. Both legs begin. 10 counts, lift up 9. 8 legs together, 7 legs up 6. Five, push hands down, four, keep lifting, three, in your mind, two, a little bit higher, one, lower the legs. Take your arms out, turn your head to the left. But if you can imagine the whole network of blood tubes, okay? Your heart is a blood tube, is it not, right? I mean, it's got chambers and it's got thicker muscle walls, but it's part of the blood tube. And you have these major arteries in the middle, and you go all the way out to just one cell wide capillaries at the end. It's one big blood tube. Branches and collects, and branches and collects. We are stretching and squishing, right? Back and forth, all of the blood tubes. But you know, once our survival needs are met, we just want to lay around. I'm sorry, I wanna like go and find, what is the premise of all the research that says the only thing that matters to humans? I mean, I know we need to survive and adapt to survive, but I just think that's very narrow. Okay, full locus posture, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. And it doesn't explain why people dance and they have danced for a long time. That's my counter argument. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the pelvis is on the floor. Arms up, arms out, chin up, chest up. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, legs together. Take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, squeeze and lift a little higher. Change again. Lower hands, chin, and feet to the floor. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Second set. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all five fingers together. Legs together, just like cobra pose. Don't let them separate. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, legs, everybody go. You can do it. Come up to where it is a challenge to hold it. So you feel some major strength and challenge. And then try to figure out some smooth breathing so you can sustain the posture, maintain the stillness. Good, Angela, chin up. Push your face up so front of the neck stretches. Exhale, squeeze and lift once more. You got it. Change again. Good, head up, Angela, there. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Bow pose, Dhanurasana, chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside, just below the toes. All five fingers together, thumbs included with index fingers. Arms and legs are like two wheels in one base. That means they're just side by side. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Initially, the knees might flare out, so you try very slowly to bring the knees in. And if the feet get too close in, you bring the feet out. So everything is in line behind the shoulders or right above the hips. Good, now keep kicking, look up towards the ceiling. Roll forward onto your abdomen. So you're forward of the pelvis, closest to that lowest rib. Now push the hands and feet up, push the thighs up. You can bring the knees to just a little bit closer. There you go, hold it, very nice. Change, excellent. Arms down, turn your head to the right. That's very nice, Sue. You may know this already, Sue, but what happens when you bring the knees in, it bends the spine a little bit higher up on the spine, where it's harder to bend the spine backward. So it might feel a little stiff there when you try, but it's very good. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. When the knees widen, the joints of the pelvis and spine are a little bit different, so your lower back can bend more. But we want to distribute the bend. Go ahead, everyone kick up and look up. We're trying to distribute the backward bend against gravity, of course, here. Lower spine, middle spine, upper spine. So you might not be able to kick as high with the knees right behind the hips, but you will bend more evenly the spine. Push the hands and feet up. That's very good. That's a good distance there. Roll forward, look up. Everybody kick up. Keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Kick and kick. Wonderful. Change again. Arms down, turn your head to the left. I hear about this all the time. It's quite common. You have some spine joints that are taking too much movement and it wears, okay? It wears on the discs. If you have a lot of movement at a few joints, what's usually happening is other of the spine joints are stiff and less mobile. So the over-mobilized, I'm not talking about hyper-flexibility, I'm just talking more bending there on a regular basis. You get wear and tear, some arthritis, it's pretty normal. So part of what we're doing here, it's not about how high can I kick and bow even if my knees flare, just, right? It's how can I distribute? Can I distribute the back bend? So when you do this, you know, maybe those lower spine joints, and Sue, it's not only you, by the way, that's very common. When you distribute the back bend out of the lower spine joints, you're not only keeping those lower spine joints, in a sense, protected from too much movement, you're getting movement into the other ones that are stiff. So you can go for how evenly can I do this back bend? Okay, fixed firm pose. Let's do one set, all right, of fixed firm pose and half tortoise pose. Top of the mat, please sit on the heels. Lift your hips up a little bit, separate your feet, and lower the hips to the floor right between the heels. No gap between heels and hips. Put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Take your time, go back. First, elbows touch the floor. Head, back of the head and shoulders, eventually whole upper body on the ground. Once you're there, bring your arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Pull the elbows and forearms into the floor. Knees can be wide or together, but the knees must stay on the floor. So that's up to you how close together the knees are, but they must not come up. Now tuck your chin to the chest, lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. You can stay on the elbows, Dave. Just push your chest up, push the chin back. Yeah, that's a good stretch for the shoulders. Oh, that's so good. All right, hands to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, come back up in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Dave, that might be one of the best postures for your back bend.
Well, I did it this time. I did all the way down, but right. My one ankle's kind of sprained.
Okay.
So I didn't want to put too
right.
much.
But and I didn't know about your leg, okay?
Yeah.
But when I was watching what you can do with your this part of the spine, right? The chest ribcage part of the spine, it's hard for you to do this.
Yeah.
But you got a really good one of those just now when you stayed on the elbows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you feel it?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It almost makes me tempted to say one set of fixed firm pose, even if you could go back, don't.
Right.
All right, second set, feet together. Oh, arms over the head. I said we were only gonna do one set. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk. Let's go into half tortoise pose, please. Turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. There's just so much exciting stuff to do, you know? 90 minutes is like so fast. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs, chin up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Upper body stretches forward. Try to keep the hips down on the heels. Side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor, forehead touches the floor, one day at the exact same moment that the pinky fingers touch. Squeeze hands, palms together, take a deep breath, arms stretch forward, hands, palms together, reach. Try to touch the mirror. Wrists up in the air, Veronica, a little bit more, there you go. Keep the arms. The arms are energized, locked, reaching. Stay here with it. Take a few deep breaths with your stomach and shoulders look great, Natalie. Take a few deep breaths so you notice some movement that has to happen when you breathe. It's excellent for the rib cage, excellent for the lower lobes of your lungs. Arms and head together, inhale, breathing. Come up, reach up, and arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex legs locked, arms overhead, inhale fully, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Let's go into camel posture, please. Ustrasana, stand up on your knees at the top of your mat. 6 inches between your knees. Thank you, Angela. Can you come forward, Angela, on your mat a little bit towards the top, then I can see you. All right, hands on the low back, fingers pointing down. That's great. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, go up first. Chest and chin go up and over. Very nice, Carolyn, and back. So the front of the neck, front of the chest and abdomen stretch. Bend as much of your spine as you can. So try to bend above the hands, Dave, just like you were doing on the elbows of fixed firm. Same idea, front of the chest lifts. Now you may grab heels, right hand down, thumb outside, four fingers inside, left hand down, grab the heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward. Looks great, Amy. Push the face back, chin back. One more thighs, Natalie. Push upper thighs forward. You got it. Now everybody hands back up to the low spine. Inhale, push hips forward, spine straight in the middle. Chin down. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. The other day, someone had a kind of a recommendation from a physical therapist. There's a lower spine joint that's irritated, and so the physical therapist said, okay, back off on the backward bending, the deep back bending, and the deep forward bending. And that was the instruction. And I said, okay, I understand. You want to have a little less movement at that joint temporarily. However, that does not mean that you have how many bones of your spine that can bend relative to each other, do you know? 24, is that right? I think so. 24. So, if you need to bend a certain joint less for a while, you can learn how, and I'm encouraging this person, can you figure out how to bend above it or below it or both? And in camel pose, if it's a lower spine issue, you can stabilize that part of the spine with your hands and learn to bend higher. Okay, so it's more subtle than back off on this or back off. You can back off on one joint or a small number of joints on your spine and still get amazing back bending benefit. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Second set, stand up on the knees. I mean, you have to be subtle about it, pay a lot of attention. Hands up on the low back, fingers point down, inhale, lift up first. There you go, Dave. Now, hips forward, chin up. Go ahead, backward bending. Push the knees and feet down, hips, pelvis, upper thighs forward, chin and chest up and over, and reach back with the face. Total spine, backward bending. And here's another opportunity to distribute the bend of your spine. If you feel too much bending at one point, at a certain point you'll know it. Try to bend in other places. Eventually that upper back, the ribcage spine, is going to mobilize. Exhale, push hips forward. Push your stomach and thighs forward. Keep pushing. Take your time, come up. Hands on the hips, push the hips forward. Lift up your chest, spine straight in the middle. It's very nice back bending, Sue. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. I have a blog post that's not been written, but it's very clear in my mind about how to basically communicate. I mean, both talk to and listen to, say, physicians, you know, certain medical professionals that will say, you know, don't do yoga for a certain amount of time. I want you, if you're ever in that situation, ask them, what is the physiological or anatomical thing I need to not do specifically? Can you sit in a hot room for 90 minutes and do the breathing exercise? Do you have to not move your lower body? Can you not sweat? There may be a legitimate reason. Okay, you can't sweat for like a week. Maybe you have casts that can't get wet. Fine. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, next is rabbit posture. But if you need to just not move a knee joint, we can figure it out, okay? Sit on the heels at the back of the mat. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, go down front side. Forehead to the knees, top flat part of the head, automatically touching the floor. And exhale, breathing, roll forward, lift your hips all the way up until arms, elbows are straight. If the head and knees are not together, you can walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. Now suck in the lower abdomen, belly button lifts up towards the ceiling. Press your hands into the feet. The feet press into the floor always, so you have maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. Hold it. Change again, lower the hips. Spine comes up, head up. Awesome, turn around, relax on your back. Let's say you can't go upside down. Okay, we can do a whole yoga class without you going upside down. We can do a whole class from a chair. There is so much possible here. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab your toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture, sit on the heels, grab soles of the feet. Stretch your spine up first and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. First the neck bends, then upper back, middle back, lower back, all the way down. You can lift your hips up even on the way down. Once you know how to do rabbit posture, it's just all one movement into the posture. Head down, hips up. If the knees need to walk forward, do it, and then stop. More palm grounding. More hand on more of the foot. Yes, good, strong palm to heel grip. Looks great, Carolyn. Squeeze your heels in towards each other while pressing the feet to the floor, and bring your shoulders a little bit higher away from the floor. Arms, feels like the arms are going to slide up the thighs a little bit towards your hips. Good one, Dave. Change again. Very nice. And all the way up. Turn around, relax on your back. So if I had to, you know, prescribe something, instead of saying, don't move, you might hurt such and such, I would say, okay, go super slow. Move everything that you can move. And if something needs to be held still, we can figure it out. We can be smart, and so much attention we're paying. It's amazing what we're capable of. I think that the prescription often to not move is based on an assumption that we have very little connection or awareness of our bodies. It's like, oh no, don't walk down the street, you might hurt something. Well, or you can walk slowly or with support, or, you know, we can move, we've got to move. Feet together, flex, arms over that, inhale, breathing, sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Head to knee pose, sit facing the mirror, right leg out corner-wise. Bend your left knee in, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot just a little bit below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and then you go down. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead on the right knee. Now, if you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Knee and forehead together. Then push your knee down with the forehead. Please do not let them separate once they're together. Roll your upper body into the left a little bit to get the two shoulders in one line. Hold. Stomach in, please. Breathing normal. Change upper body up. Switch your legs, please. Left leg out, bend the right knee. Push sole of the right foot and inner left thigh together. Turn your upper body to the left, reach and grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Then you go down front side, chin to the chest, forehead to the left knee. You may bend the knee up a little bit. Shoulders look great, Sue. Now, little things you can work on. Sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. I want pressure from both body parts. Inner left thigh and sole of the right foot push into each other. Now, stay right there with the shoulder, Sue, but bring your left elbow down a little bit right there. Now, as you exhale, head in closer to your stomach. Excellent posture. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Come up, bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab your big toes. First two fingers and thumb wrap around the big toe. Walk your hips right, left, 10, 15 times even to get your legs straight. Flex both feet back from your ankles, all 10 toes turning in. That looks great, Deb. Feet are flattening. Now keep it like that. Chest up, inhale, breathing. Slowly push your knees down without losing everything you did with the feet. Pull the big toes back. Pinky toes especially turn back. Ankles flex. Now once both legs are locked, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Center of the chest, breastbone reaches forward as if I'm pulling on it with a string towards its own reflection. Now hold still, breathing smoothly, stomach in. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please grab the toes. Strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, right leg out, left leg in. No more than 90 degrees between the legs. Arms over the head, turn to the right. Grab the foot, forehead to the knee. Get in the posture as soon as you can. It doesn't mean sloppy rush, it just means as soon as you can with the tension. So you have more time holding still. It very well could be that stillness is the hardest part. Okay, the mental stillness, physical stillness. Change again, come up. Left leg out, right leg in. I don't think it's really recognized in general, you know, mainstream culture these days. Go ahead, grab the foot forward to the knee. How important the stillness of yoga is. Forehead to the left knee. And asana, yoga asana, is defined by its stillness. If you're moving into it, technically you're not there yet. Nothing wrong with trying to get into it and fidgeting a little, but ultimately it happens when nothing moves other than the breathing and the internal movement natural to the breathing. Change again, please come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing up, please. Exhale, double dirt. Grab the big toes. You can scoot the hips back a few times again, right, left, right, left. Both feet flex from the ankles. Turn the pinky toes back and pull on the big toes. Go ahead to the posture. You can lock the legs right away. Stretch your upper body forward. Lower belly, suck it in. Lengthen the abdomen along the spine. A little bit more knees. Veronica, push knees down. Heels stay off the floor. Now lock the leg muscles, everybody. Five. Hold still when you inhale. Four. When you exhale. Three. You can stretch forward. Push the knees down. Two. Push the knees down, Veronica. Push them down. Push them down. Shaking is great. Change again. Alrighty. Shaking is waking. Waking up. That's my new super cheesy slogan. Shake it up, wake it up. All right. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Half spine twisting posture. Everybody sit up straight. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Cross your right foot over so the heel is touching the knee, corner foot flat. Take a deep breath. Left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Try to grab left knee with your left hand, and if you cannot reach it, you can grab the edge of the mat or towel. Right arm behind you. If you're falling backwards or spine is collapsing, you use the right hand on the floor to push the spine up, straight and forward. Now turn your head to the right. Otherwise, right hand on your back, palm out. Look to the right side, chin to the right side, total spine twisting. Stay here, breathing as smoothly as you can. The breathing is restricted in a twist. So you just inhale, chest up, exhale, twist. Right shoulder back, twist. Untwist the spine, very good. Other side, switch your arms and legs. Right leg under, put the left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner. Inhale, breathing, right arm up and over the left knee. Push the knee back, turn your hand, palm down, grab the right knee with the right hand. Left arm behind you. You can scoot it around on the floor initially until you feel, oh, I'm sitting up straight, chest up, stomach in, hand on your back, palm out. Now, as you twist to the left, make sure the left hip stays on the floor and does not drift backwards. So you lean forward into the left. The pelvis stays facing the original direction of the setup. Now turn and twist, left shoulder back. Both shoulders down, twist to your left. Change again. Head, arms, and under the legs. Please relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes strong. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's do the breathing exercise, blowing in firm pose. Sit in firm pose, which is kneeling position on the heels. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked. Spine is still, spine is straight and tall. Focus one point in front of you. Let's begin. Exhale, two, three, four. Exhale, six, seven, eight. All of it out, three, four. Every single time, seven, eight. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up, six, seven, eight. Shoulders down, two, three, four. Elbows locked. A little stronger, staying on the pace. Keep the chest up. Last five, four, three, two. Everybody take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep your chest up. Belly moves a lot. That was a quick one, but you can do it. All right, take a nice deep breath. Great class, everybody. That was so great. Sue, welcome back. And thanks for taking class with us. It's really fun. Amy, it's great to see you. Okay, nice practice. You can separate your heels and your hands a little wider. Concentrate on legs relaxing. Get everything settled so that you can commit to total stillness. I understand if you have a few initial fidgets, okay? You gotta get the hips and the shoulders in the right place. But then, at a certain point, you just decide, okay, it's good enough. Let me settle, nice and close. From the beginning, I'm gonna inhale to the end, it's constant. From the beginning, I'm gonna exhale to the end, it's constant. Less and less intermission, fluctuation. Your attention. More and more steady observation in the present moment. You're doing it. We're not just talking about it. There's not just a book written abstract, which is fine, but we are doing it, training it, moment by moment. It's the only place it really happens is right now. If you have any questions, please let me know. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will be very glad to see you tomorrow.